Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back here. Countdown to kickoff. You better, you bet, on the QL Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. 20 minutes from now, Odyssey Sports NFL insider Ross Tucker is going to join us. Can't wait for that. Best bet still to come. Side total props for every game on the board. So an electric hour number two on the way. Great to be on, not only in our regular hashtag plethora of places today, but also new Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the BetQL Network, like in Dallas, San Francisco, and Pittsburgh. I mention all of those cities because all of those cities are feature teams that are playing in the postseason. Guys, please just make sure that this clean feed situation is cleared out because I can hear all the conversation off the air. All right, Ken, let's get to the teaser conversation here for today and for the weekend, both the traditional variety, the two-team six-pointers, and then the monster variety. A primer from you, please, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. So two-team six-pointers are something that a lot of people are probably familiar with. Hearing about it, kind of sure what it is, sort of, you know, have an expectation that maybe it's like a valuable bet to make in pro football. I probably heard a lot of people talk about it as something that's valuable. The nature of the bet is pretty straightforward. Obviously, you take any side and any total on the board. You can move it 6 points in the direction that you prefer. You would pair that with another bet of the same type. So let's say, you know, we'll create an example. So you would do Patriots, they're +4.5. You would get them at +10.5. I'm not advocating for these bets, but I'm just saying this is how you would move the number using a two-team six-pointer. The Chiefs are 12.5 point favorite. You would move them to 6.5. You would put those two bets together. They both have to win in order for you to win your bet. And the payout, I think, is particularly important. A very, very, very brief history of this bet. It was once an insanely valuable proposition because basically a long time ago, people figured out that if you went through the key numbers of 3 and 7 using this device and the bet paid even money, so a two-team six-pointer, you bet $100, you profit $100 if you win. People,
you want to sound smart talking to your friends, by the way? That is called the Wong teaser. So you want to just drop that in casual conversation, like, oh, well, I did a Wong teaser. Well, what's the Wong teaser? Well, let me tell you.
Wong teaser legs. Yes. Wong teaser legs through 3 and 7. Stanford Wong, obviously sort of like a legend in the advantage gambling space, written a number of books about both sports betting, advantage play, and all things casino play. Basically sort of, you know, help discover this, that, hey, if they're going to pay even money and we can go through 3 and 7, that's a valuable proposition. So we still like these bets. There are situations where I still think they're not valuable just in the strict mathematical sense, but where I think they're a smart bet to play in certain situations, low totals with underdogs and stuff. But it's worth noting, like, everyone knows this. They don't pay even money anymore. You still, still two teams and 6 points, but books are onto this. It's been around for decades. So although it is a fun type of bet, and I think there are situations where using this tool in your toolbox in a certain type of game can be very valuable,
especially in the playoffs, not, right, where the numbers are super tight. Sure. Like, these are situations where we may be looking to tease games.
Sure, absolutely. I think in, you know, with the playoffs, what you've heard us say already is, like, a lot of these numbers are really, really good. We all have, like, a lot of confidence that this is the correct number in the game. Usually those are the types of numbers you would want to tease away from because you feel good that that's the right number. Teasing away from it hypothetically would create a valuable bet. So a little bit of teaser theory there, basically. It's not like we're expecting to print money. That was in the 1970s, basically, and it's not the 1970s anymore, but there's still a lot of ways to kind of use this tool in our toolbox to create some both fun and potentially valuable bets, bets that we like this weekend.
All right, and hit us kind of with, like, the monster teaser, the thoughts on that as well, which we will say right off the bat, like, this is, like, not a bet that you want to place all the time. If you're expecting, like, if you're trying to win all the time, this is, like, not the best bet to put in. We say always, hashtag, how could it lose? Well, it could lose because, like, the Jaguars could lose by 7 or 10 points to the Texans, right? Like they did after Urban Meyer was fired. Like, there are avenues. When we tease the Steelers up in Kansas City and they lose 36-10 in the regular season and we lose there.
Colts, hashtag, Jaguars, how could it lose? Week 18.
Colts Jaguars would be a perfect example, teasing the Colts down basically to win the game, and they lose outright to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, of course, like, these bets can lose. Like, when we talk about them, you probably listening and watching will be like, oh my God, this bet's guaranteed to win. It's not guaranteed to win, but we still like it. Ken, a quick primer, please, on the monster teaser, the 14-13 point variety.
Sure. So people, I think you're going to have access to either a bet like this or similar bet. Sportsbooks like offering this stuff for the casual bettor. It's a really fun way to obviously generate a sweat throughout an entire way. That's why people like parlaying or same game parlaying, like generating a sweat throughout an entire game or an entire day. March Madness, NFL playoff weekend can obviously be really fun. So the tool that is offered in this case, or the device that is offered, is in most places going to be a four teamer. So you have to pick four different either sides or totals. Some places will restrict it to just sides or only let you do one total, because the total manipulation would be wild, which we'll go over in a second. You pick four of these legs, sort of the same way that I explained with the two-team six-pointer. You can add 13 points in this case to any side, and you might be like, well, if I can add 13, I'm just going to win. And as Nick detailed, there are plenty of situations, not just historically, maybe in the last couple of weeks in which these have, if you have put in some of these legs, they will look amazing and they will lose. And that what that speaks to is obviously the volatility of pro football. If you're moving four point sides or totals and you need all of them to win your bet. Yeah. You know what happens all the time in the NFL? Crazy stuff. So we're going to kind of bat back and forth. Like if we did one of these bets, and they're really fun to just put in like a small amount of money for the day, see if you can get it right. The types of conversations that we have about these bets are, I think, one of the things that people enjoy the most about our show, because first of all, you're not going to get that in a lot of other places, but also when we just read the spreads and the totals out loud for what we can create with the monster teaser, it's just absolutely insane.
And follow the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet. All right, let's start with the two team six pointers. I don't really feel like there are a lot of great options here. Ken, the one that we settled on Monday, and it's bet that you and I both put in on Monday, and maybe becomes a little problematic with the weather right now in Tampa. Yep. And we'll kind of see what happens coming up tomorrow on Sunday morning. But Kansas City and Tampa looks pretty good, at least on paper, right? Teasing the Chiefs down to under seven. So Kansas City from 12.5 to 6.5. Chiefs win by a touchdown. You win that leg. And Tampa just wins by three. They're 8.5 point favorites against the Eagles. 8.5 down through 7-3 to -2.5. I think we can agree that probably looks like the best one.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best one. And it's more about how poor the other options are, right? Than how we've settled on those two. Tampa, the only one that falls into like the traditional bucket. Oh, it's a 7.5, 8, 8.5 point favorite. I get them through 3-7. Do I like that team anyway? Like, or do I love the other side? That'll just dictate whether you want to put Tampa as a teaser. Like, the only problem with that right now is with the weather. What if it's atrocious on Sunday morning? Does this become 7.5? Does this become like a juiced 7 with the Eagles if the conditions are going to be so poor? It's at least possible that that's the case. So is this a bet worth putting in right now? That's your consideration with Tampa. Kansas City, obviously, we're not going through as many key numbers. You do get them through 10 and 7. 7 obviously matters a lot more. But, you know, basically it's what other leg do we like the most to pair with Tampa Bay? That was one we settled on early in the week. And with the other games, you might be like, well, I like New England, or I like Cincinnati, or I like the Raiders. In a lot of those cases where those numbers don't exist in a traditional like teaser zone, basically, if you like a team, my advice in that spot is just going to be bet the team. Like, don't try to create a teaser bet that doesn't pay very well for what you need to happen, right? Like, you're paying an incredible tax to be able to take the 6 points off. If you like a team, bet the team. Like, I think that's a nice way to approach it. Don't try to psych yourself out by trying to create like a risk-free situation.
You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, BetQL Network. Super Wild Card Saturday in the National Football League show, of course, presented by the Bet River Sportsbook. All right, to the monster teaser. This is a four-team, 13-point teaser that you have to pay more, obviously, to put in. So we're not suggesting putting a ton of money on this, but it is a tremendously fun bet. So you take sides or totals of games. You move them 13 points in the direction that you want. So Ken and I did this on You Better You Bet, the regular show on Thursday, the show during the week, weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, in the hashtag plethora of places. And we settled on a number of options here. And just for full disclosure, I'll read the options out and we can kind of discuss whether our opinions have changed based on line movement, injuries, etc. So the Raiders were discussed, teasing the Raiders up. At this point at Bet Rivers, you could get Raiders plus 19. So the Bengals to win by three touchdowns, basically, and you lose. We talked about teasing the under in that game, under 61.5. Again, this game landed 45 when they played in week 11. I think both sides of the Tampa-Philadelphia game are interesting, right? Right now, you could get Tampa plus 4.5. So, like, you need the Eagles to win by 5 on the road in Tampa to lose that part of it. Or you could tease Philly up to plus 21.5 in a hurricane tomorrow in Tampa, and you could say that Philly's got the better run game. So that one becomes interesting. Cowboys plus 10. I think it's pretty interesting as well. I think both of us kind of like Dallas in the game. Maybe teasing Arizona up on Monday night, or the Chiefs literally just to win the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. What stands out to you? Any changes in your thought process from Thursday?
I mean, it all stands out to me. Just the remarkable nature of that that explanation you just gave with all of the options that are at our disposal.
Like imagine general, one of the legs of your bet is the Chiefs to beat gargoyle Ben Roethlisberger, like exhumed corpse Ben Roethlisberger at Arrowhead on Sunday night.
On his last run on Sunday Night Football on NBC. So that should be really
a nasty
nice.
Showdown with the Chiefs and the Steelers.
In general, teaser strategy also involves not going through zero because, and you're like, well, why don't I want to go through zero? Well, because the game is less likely to land on one. So like, think about if you went through zero with a side, let's say you teased the Bills down with a 6-pointer. Okay. Well, like, what do you get? Bills minus two, Bills minus one, pick, you know, Bills plus one. These are all bets that you've like basically captured or numbers that you've captured by making the bet. The game is very, very rarely going to land one on each side. And in the playoffs, it's actually never going to land zero. In the regular season, it very, very rarely lands on zero. So something worth keeping in mind, like those aren't great numbers to get. We won't go through zero that often when we use this device, just like a 6-point tease. I would recommend the same thing, like get some good numbers. So underdog up is almost always going to be a really fun spot to try the 13 pointers. We will go through zero, I think, in one situation here, because like if you're telling me I get the Bills plus 8.5 in an NFL game with the Patriots missing their left tackle in a game that's going to be -2 degrees. That's something I'm pretty interested in. Capturing the 7 on the other side would be how I would look at that.
So again, Patriots win the game by 7 and you still win that leg of your teaser.
8, still win the bet. They literally have to win by 2 possessions, which is pretty remarkable, obviously. So I do like the Bills. It's the only one I think where I would go through 0 to create the bet. Chiefs down basically too. Now, the thing about the Chiefs is you also have to understand, you're not getting a lot on the back end of this bet. Like, oh, good, I get 1 and pick and like plus a half and all these bets. Like, I'm not capturing a lot of numbers. You're basically creating Chiefs money line in the wager.
Chiefs to win the game.
What you're doing. Yeah. Like, it's not the best way to use the 13, but the type of bet that you create and what it implies, I think, makes it kind of a fun leg. Is it Tampa down or Philly up? Like, now, if the weather's bad, it's Philly up big time.
I agree.
Honestly,
I agree.
Dog up is always a spot to look for with this device. And now if we have bad weather, getting Philly to 21.5 in the game, in which there might not be 21 points scored, depending on what the weather is like, the wind on the field. I think that's kind of interesting. So I think that's definitely an option as well. And then I would go back to one total that we have kind of identified. I think Vegas, Cincinnati, because of Vegas's lack of propensity to give up explosive plays, I think they'll be able to pressure Joe Burrow a little bit. Two first-time playoff starting quarterbacks generally portends well for bad offense in the game, and you get 61.5, obviously, in an outdoor game in January. I don't think that's a bad option as well.
Yeah, so it looks like we have settled on, for our monster teaser, Raiders-Bengals under 61.5.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Raiders Bengals under 61.5. The Kansas City Chiefs to win the game. So the Chiefs had a pick 'em to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Eagles up to plus 21.5, possibly in hurricane conditions on the road in Tampa in the first game on Sunday. I think we like Buffalo, right? Buffalo through zero.
Yes.
Buffalo plus 8.5 against the New England Patriots. And again, the 2-team 6-pointer would be Kansas City and Tampa if you're interested in that. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. You better, you bets. Countdown to kickoff. We will get to a big prop discussion. We will give you best bets for both games coming up today. But we kick off hour number two. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Ross Tucker on all the big games. On the BetQL Network.
You're listening to the You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley, only on the BetQL Network.